fight against gods, and Kubera drilled those who would fight against men. Black armor was forged for the goddess of night, of whom it has been said, "Guard us from the she-wolf and the wolf, and guard us from the thief, O night." And on the third day there was a tower of fire before Sam's tent on the plain outside the city. "It is the Lord of Hellwell come to keep his promise, O Siddhartha," said the voice that rang within his head. "Taraka, how did you find me? Recognize me. I look upon the flames, which are your true being, not the flesh which masks them. You know that. I thought you dead. I nearly was. Those two do drink life with their eyes, even the life of one such as I. I told you that. Do you bring your legions with you?" "Yes, I bring my legions."
"It is good. The gods will move against this place soon."
"I know. Many times have I visited heaven atop its mountain of ice, and my spies remain there yet. So I know that they make ready to come to this place. They also invite humans to share in the battle. Though they do not feel they need the assistance of men, they think it good that they join in the destruction of the city Keenset."
"Yes, that is understandable," said Sam, studying the great vortex of yellow flame. "What other news have you?"
"The one in red comes."
"I expected him."
"To his death, I must defeat him."
"He will have demon repellent upon him."
"Then I will find a way to remove it, or kill him from a distance. He will be here by nightfall."
"How does he come?"
"In a flying machine. Not so large as the chariot of thunder we tried to steal, but very fast. I could not attack it in flight."
"Comes he alone?"
"Yes, save for machines."
"Machines?"
"Many machines. His flying machine is filled with strange equipment."
"This may bode ill." The tower spun orange.
"But others come also."
"You just said he comes alone."
"This is true. Then riddle me your true meaning." "The others do not come from heaven."
"Where then?"
"I have traveled much since your departure for heaven, going up and down in the world and seeking allies among those who also hate the gods of the city. By the way, in your last incarnation, I did try to save you from the cats out of Kanibura."
"I know."
"The gods are strong. Stronger than they have ever been before."
"But tell me who is coming to aid us."
"Lord Neriti the Black, who hates all things, hates the gods of the city most of all. So he is sending 1,000 unliving ones to fight on the plains beside the Vedra. He said that, after the battle, we of the Rakasha may take our choice from the bodies which yet remain among the mindless ones he has grown."
"I do not relish aid from the Black One, but I am in no position to discriminate. How soon will these arrive?"
"Tonight. But Dalissa will be here sooner. Even now I feel her approaching."
"Dalissa? Who?"
"The last of the mothers of the terrible glow. She alone escaped into the depths when Durga and Lord Kalkin rode to the dome by the sea. All her eggs were smashed, and she can lay no more. But she bears within her body the burning power of the sea glow."
"And you think she would aid me?"
"She would aid no other. She is the last of her kind. She will only assist a peer."
"Then know that the one who was known as Durga now wears the body of Brahma, chief among our enemies."
"Yes, which makes both of you men. She might have taken the other side had Kali remained a woman, but she has committed herself now. You were her choice."
"That helps to even things a bit."
"The Rakasha herd elephants and slizzards and great cats at this time to drive against our enemies."
"Good."
"And they summon fire elementals."
"Very good."
"Dalissa is near here now. She will wait at the bottom of the river to rise up when she is needed."
"Say hello to her for me," said Sam, turning to re-enter his tent.
"I will."
He dropped the flap behind him. When the god of death came down out of the sky onto the plains beside the Vedra, Taraka of the Rakasha set upon him in the form of a great cat out of Kanibura. But immediately he fell back. The demon repellent lay upon Yama, and Taraka could not close with him because of it. The Rakasha swirled away, dropping the cat form he had assumed, to become a whirlwind of silver motes. "Death God!" the word exploded in Yama's head. "Remember Hellwell?" Immediately, rocks and stones and sandy soil were sucked up into the vortex and hurled across the air toward Yama, who swirled his cloak and muffled his eyes with its hem, but did not otherwise stir. After a time, the fury died. Yama had not moved. The ground about him was strewn with debris, but none lay near him. Yama lowered his cloak and glared into the whirlwind. "What sorcery is this?" came the words. "How is it you manage to stand?" Yama continued to stare at Taraka. "How is it you manage to swirl?" he asked. "I am greatest among the Rakasha. I bore your death gaze before." "And I am greatest among the gods. I stood against your entire legion at Hellwell."
"You are a lackey to try Murti."
"You are wrong. I have come here to fight against heaven, in this place, in the name of accelerationism. Great is my hatred, and I have brought weapons to be used against Trimurti."
"Then I suppose I must forego the pleasure of continuing our combat at this time."
"I should deem it advisable."
"And you doubtless wish to be taken to our leader?"
"I can find my own way."
"Then, until we meet again, Lord Yama."
"Goodbye, Rakasha." Taraka shot like a burning arrow into the heavens and was gone from sight. Some say that Yama had solved his case as he stood there in the great birdcage amidst the darkness and the droppings. Others say that he duplicated Kubera's reasoning a short while later.